This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. The prime ministers of Italy and Canada signed security deals with Ukraine on Saturday as Western leaders rallied around a war-weary Kyiv on the second anniversary of Russia's military invasion, with no end in sight to the fighting, Reuters correspondent Olivia Chan reports.
Today, we're here to tell you that Europe will continue to stand at your side for as long as it takes.
European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen vowed on Saturday that Europe would back Ukraine. Von der Leyen and the prime ministers of Italy, Canada and Belgium arrived in Kyiv to show solidarity on the second anniversary of Russia's full-scale invasion. They joined Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky at the Hostomel airfield. It was the site of a ferocious battle at the start of the invasion. As Russia tried to fly in paratroopers to seize the capital Kyiv, Zelensky embraced the Western leaders and delivered a televised speech. He said the word independent will always stand next to the word Ukraine in future history.
Olivia Chan from Reuters. The spokeswoman for Alexei Navalny announced Saturday the body of the Russian opposition leader has been handed over to his mother, VOA's Jeff Custer reports.
In a message posted to her social media accounts, Kira Yarmish thanked all those who had joined them in calling for the release of Navalny's body. Yarmish said she did not know if the authorities would allow a funeral to be held, quote, the way the family wants or the way Alexei deserves. On February 16th, Russian prison authorities announced Navalny had died suddenly of unexplained causes in an Arctic penal colony where he was serving terms totaling more than 30 years. Navalny had been Russian President Vladimir Putin's most formidable domestic opponent. Navalny's mother, Lyudmila Navalnaya, had remained in Soligard, where the prison was located, for more than a week, seeking return of her son's body. It's not yet clear when or how a funeral will be held. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com.